This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day already in the middle of a great campaign season. Yes, you have heard we are coming up to a presidential election. Next year is the actual election. But long before that, there are going to be debates. There's going to be positioning. There's going to be jockeying for position. And there is one figure who gets some attention from Paul Kangor of Grove City College, gets some attention in The Spectator, where Paul Kangor is one of the editors, about potential doomsday for Democrats. What causes the doomsday for Democrats? We will get to that with my friend Paul Kangor, an author and professor of political science at Grove City College, which is a beautiful campus and a wonderful national resource in Grove City, Pennsylvania. He is the executive director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, which is a Grove City College conservative think tank and policy center. Paul, you write a fascinating piece about how RFK Jr. could get Donald J. Trump elected president. How would Robert Kennedy achieve that?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. And I'm looking forward to talking to you about this because I know that you knew RFK Sr. And RFK Jr. was the third child of our Bobby Kennedy and Ethel, his wife. And in fact, I start out this article in the American Spectator by quoting an RFK Sr. quote that's one of my all-time favorites, but you don't hear quoted very much. And that's where he said, "What my father said about businessmen also applies to liberals." And I won't read the full invective that he used, but he said, "They're SOBs and they're in love with death. They're in love with death." And that statement, it tells me a lot, I think, tells us a lot about RFK Jr. as well. RFK Sr. was really his own man. He was very independent. He was not totally comfortable with liberals in his own party. He could be morally, socially conservative. He was very anti-communist. He was a father of 11, although the youngest, Rory, was in Ethel's womb at the moment that she was holding RFK Sr.'s hand while he was dying there at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, where Michael, you were that night, right?
Yes, I was. Yeah. And by the way, the other thing about RFK Sr., which is very, very different from his son, is he was a passionate supporter of Israel, and he was basically killed for it. Because
right. He really was.
Sirhan Sirhan, the assassin, had written down in his diary when he heard RFK Sr., the senator from New York who was running for president, talking about giving Israel military support, he determined that he had to kill Robert Kennedy.
So, yeah, he wrote, "RFK must die. RFK must die. Honor before January 5th, 1968. And it said, "Long live Nasser. Long live Nasser," right? The Egyptian leader. It also said, "Long live communism." He wrote as well. So he was, that's why he killed RFK Sr. of Sirhan Sirhan. And a lot of people don't realize that, but that's true. And so he shot him that night at the Ambassador Hotel, and there's RFK Sr. laying there, shot in the head. Ethel is holding one hand. In the other hand, he's holding a rosary, that was put in his hand by this busboy wearing white. I think his name was like Juan Romero or something like that. It was just kind of a very tragic and yet touching situation at the same time. And by the way, I did not know RFK Jr. is not a supporter of Israel at all. Is he not good on Israel?
Well, I'll tell you, he is not. And he's not as bad as Rashida Tlaib, who recently just did another attack on Israel as an apartheid state and evil regime.
Yeah, but Ilhan Omar and all that ilk. Yeah.
I invested an hour and 48 minutes of my time. I watched every minute of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s announcement of candidacy. And you would be shocked, his father would be shocked and appalled about what he had to say about the struggle in Ukraine.
Interesting.
He's one of those people who is not a supporter of the side of good and decency and sanity, which involves a loss for Vladimir Putin and a victory for democracy.
Right.
But
in fact, we want to make clear, and I don't think I made it clear enough in this article, but he's not a conservative. He is, he's not, he's a liberal, he's a leftist, but where he's really made a name for himself is this, this position that he took against vax mandates, right? Which if you type his name into Google, a little box pops up and calls him an anti-vax, propagandist and conspiracy theorist. So he's carving out a kind of niche for himself by opposing Biden on certain major issues like that. And even last weekend, he came out in an interview with CNN against transgender athletes, right? You have 6'3", 230-pound guys swimming against girls.
That's
right.
Leah Thomas, is that the name?
That's right, Leah Thomas. Yeah. Who, from what I understand, is a guy who claims to be a girl who actually likes girls. And Riley Gaines, who's the swimmer that speaks out against Leah Thomas, she talked about being in a locker room with him, and she's getting undressed, and she said, he's just staring at me. He's ogling me. He's looking at me up and down, and there's no one, no coaches, no one at the college, no fellow classmates, teammates, no one to defend me. Nobody.
The reason that we're talking about Robert Kennedy Jr. is because he is the major announced opposition to Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination. And there just was an Emerson College poll, and it showed that he already, and he just launched his campaign, 21% of the people who voted for Biden last time say they plan to vote for Robert Kennedy this time. What do you make of that?
Extraordinary. Yes, it's extraordinary. And it really shows the cachet of the Kennedy name and certainly of the name RFK, who is the most respected, I think, of all the Kennedys. I think even more than JFK, really. In fact, JFK still has a black mark for the philandering and the way he cheated on his wife. And I know some people think that RFK Sr. did that as well, including with Marilyn Monroe. But there's a lot of different views on that. And I mean, I think RFK was much more moral. And at the very least, he was much better so than Ted Kennedy. And for a while, Ted Kennedy had so besmirched the family name. And also, too, this is interesting. Ted Kennedy challenged Jimmy Carter in 1980, the incumbent Democratic president back then. And Ted did not go third party. But this is where I think it could get interesting with RFK Jr. He hasn't said that he would go third party. But my whole premise or thesis here is that if it ended up, I can't imagine Biden not getting the nomination and RFK Jr. getting the nomination, the Democratic nomination. But if Biden got the nomination and Trump gets the Republican nomination, I wonder if RFK Jr., especially if he did really well, would go third party. And if he goes third party and gets 19, 20, 21% of the vote, I mean, Ross Perot got 19 or 20% in 1992, and that elected Bill Clinton.
Okay, we're going to come back with what happens and the prospect of third-party candidacies and the prospect of a more significant challenger to Biden for the Democratic nomination, especially with concerns about Biden's age, about his running mate Kamala Harris, and much more. We'll be right back with Paul Kangor of Grove City College and the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
The only thing we have to fear is
the Michael Medved Show.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a provocative piece by Paul Kangor in the New Spectator. It is called Doomsday for Democrats, How RFK Jr., of all people, could elect Donald Trump. And I don't disagree with the premise, but I disagree with the mechanism, Paul. And let me speak to you about that for a moment. Speaking to Paul Kangor, who is the director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The campaign, which you know all about, of 1968, where Robert Kennedy Sr. was assassinated, he was late coming into that campaign to challenge Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson was the incumbent president. It was assumed he had a complete iron grip on the nomination. He had just won a landslide victory in 1964. And what happened was there was a very little known senator from Minnesota named Eugene McCarthy, who was persuaded by what was known as the Dump Johnson movement to run a protest campaign against Lyndon Johnson. And he didn't win any early primaries, but in the New Hampshire primary, Eugene McCarthy got 42%. Lyndon Johnson, the incumbent president, got 49%. And that was such a shock to people who had assumed that it was just automatic that Lyndon Johnson was going to get the nomination, that 3 days after the New Hampshire primary, which was on March 12th, Robert Kennedy, who was obviously the celebrity newly elected senator from New York, jumped into the presidential race, and then Lyndon Johnson withdrew. Don't you think that if in early primaries, if, say in the New Hampshire primary, if Robert Kennedy Jr. got 42% of the vote, or anything over 30% of the vote for Democrats, that some other Democrat, maybe it's Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, the governor, or it's Governor Gavin Newsom, or someone else, anyone else, would jump in and challenge Joe Biden in the Democratic Party?
Yeah, no, your scenario here is very interesting, right? To play that out, leading to the possibility of Biden not even being the nominee, right?
Yeah.
Or Biden stepping aside like LBJ did, right? I will not seek my, I would not get my party's nomination for another term. So that would be, and add to the whole intrigue too, how RFK detested LBJ, right? I mean, RFK for years, and LBJ knew it, wondered if LBJ and some of his thugs in Texas were behind the shooting of his brother. He was always very suspicious. There's a famous LBJ quote where he said, "Every time I came within John F. Kennedy's presence, I felt like a G-damned raven hovering over his shoulder, waiting for him to die." So he was just this weird, really weird guy. Now, in the case of Biden, though, you mentioned Gretchen Whitmer. Some people mentioned Gavin Newsom, too. I just don't know who the other Democrats would be. That's what's so weird about this one. And you had Hubert Humphrey as the Veep, right?
Yeah.
In the 60s. And Kamala Harris is so... I mean, speaking of a raven, right?
Yeah, she has a 35% approval rating. She has lower approval ratings than the lowest that Biden has ever gotten. And
right.
You know what I think about, Paul, is that if Joe Biden had chosen Val Demings, former police chief of Orlando, Florida. Her husband is a sheriff in Orlando, Florida, deep background of 28 years in law enforcement. If he had chosen Val Demings, the former congresswoman from Florida, as his running mate, the entire situation would be different. Because Kamala Harris is I don't. Have you ever spoken to anybody who's enthusiastic about Kamala Harris? Because
I know nobody,
such a person.
I know nobody who likes her, including on the left. I mean, they might like her politically, but they don't like her as a person. And when Biden picked Kamala Harris, I was just so disgusted because we knew what he was doing. He was playing racial politics. He wanted to pick a black woman. And you know, that limited to, he had maybe five or six.
He could have picked Val Demings.
That's right. Val Demings could have been one. Susan Rice could have been another. And the fact that he picked the most kind of contemptible, loathsome member of the entire Senate.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, it was, and I remember thinking, man, if I could see a plan for Armageddon laying out before us, it's Biden wins with Kamala Harris and then she eventually succeeds him, right? Just a horrible pick. So I don't know who the other person would be, which for me, the more likely scenario would be that RFK Jr. does surprisingly well and then considers a third party possibility. Now, let me bring this back to Donald Trump. If Trump gets the Republican nomination, the only way, I've said on your show a number of times, I think Donald Trump's ceiling in a two-person race is like mid-40s, 45%, 46%. I don't think he can get over 50 because over 50% of the population detests him. So how can he win with 45% of the vote? Well, you know, guess what? A third-party candidate.
And they have this entire movement called No Labels, where they have bankrolled apparently $70 million so far. They're committed to nominating one Republican, one Democrat for president, vice president. They're talking very seriously, apparently, to Joe Manchin as mm-hmm. the candidate mm-hmm. for No Labels. And
right,
again, it would be almost a sure way of electing Donald Trump because they are with Joe Manchin as a candidate for president. I don't think they're going to take a lot of votes away from Biden. They would take a lot of votes away from Trump. In terms of if Trump is the nominee, who should he pick as his running mate?
I don't know. I have no idea. I know a lot of conservatives, including at our American Spectator website, Jeff Lord and a few others argued for, David Catron, one of our writers, argued for a Trump-DeSantis ticket. But personally,
unconstitutional.
I like DeSantis.
Unconstitutional. Yeah. There's a 12th Amendment. They could not carry the 30 electoral votes of Florida if they were on the same ticket because they're both Floridians. They're both residents of Florida right now. So it's really not possible unless DeSantis agreed to resign as governor and to move somewhere else, because I can't imagine Trump doing that. Paul Kengor, always fascinating to talk to you. Read his most recent article. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. And find out more about that great resource for America, Grove City College and the Institute for Faith and Freedom. We will be right back.
We're not having that.
The Michael Medved Show.
We're not playing that.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is stepping down next month. The White House announcement comes just as the World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency. As head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Walensky has played a key role in the U.S. response to the pandemic since President Biden first took office. A massive earthquake has struck the coast of Japan early this morning.
A magnitude 6.5 earthquake jolted Ishikawa Prefecture today in Japan, killing one and leaving others injured. Fortunately, there was no tsunami, but the meteorological agency said it confirmed sea level changes around 10 centimeters in the area. Ishikawa Prefecture is on the northern coast of central Japan.
Stocks are surging on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up more than 500 points in today's session. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the names that, even though it's not an announced candidate's name yet, but certainly that is floating around when people talk about a force, a figure, a major impact on the presidential election, which is coming up. And again, we're talking about debates that are supposed to be scheduled as soon as August. So right now we're in May, June, July. It's just a couple of months. It's a couple of weeks. We should be having our first debates. They've already scheduled a Republican debate. It's unclear whether President Trump will come or not. He's kind of indicating no. But Democratic debates, Robert Kennedy wants President Biden to debate. President Biden, not so eager to do that. But we will see. But certainly, if they do have Republican debates, one of the people who will be there will be Governor DeSantis of Florida. And there's a piece about him by Charles C.W. Cook in National Review. And for people who have been very aware of some of the mistakes and the mishaps, and I think the misbegotten war on Disney that he's conducted, and there are mistakes that he's made in his campaign, but you have to read, you have to hear some of what Charles C.W. Cook has to say to put the DeSantis campaign in perspective. He writes in National Review, what the GOP has achieved in Florida is astounding. Republican primary voters should credit the governor who spearheaded it. Today, the Florida legislature concludes its 2023 session. And good Lord, has it made the most of it. In the space of just 3 months, Governor DeSantis and the Republican supermajority have created the largest school choice program in American history, banned abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, made Florida the 26th constitutional carry state in the nation, forced unions to abide by the Supreme Court's Janus decision, cut taxes by $2 billion, banned sex change operations from being performed on minors, barred DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in universities, expanded the use of mandatory E-Verify in the state, achieved a previously unthinkable collection of tort reforms, declared driver's licenses issued to out-of-state illegal immigrants invalid in Florida, prohibited state and local governments from considering ESG, environmental, social, and governance factors, in their contracting and investing decisions, extended last year's parental rights in education law through 12th grade, made it illegal for financial institutions to discriminate on the basis of religious, political, or social beliefs, and prevented credit card companies from tracking their customers' gun purchases. Okay, these may not be important things to you. You may not even think all these things are good ideas. But you can see what this means to the Republican base. In recent weeks, Governor DeSantis, writes C.W. Cook, has been keen to point out that politicians who wish to affect change must first win their elections. The GOP's achievements within this legislative session underscore his point. Florida's not Florida by accident. It's Florida because for the last 28 years, the Republican Party has controlled the state's legislature, and for the last 24 years, it's controlled the governor's office. This, not posting memes on Twitter, has allowed it to prohibit the taxation of any form of income, to require any tax or fee per increase to receive the blessing of a supermajority of both legislative houses, to create the top fiscal and economic environment in the country, to ban affirmative action, to reject Obama's Medicaid expansion, to appoint 6 out of the state's 7 Supreme Court judges, to provide the sane response to COVID that attracted hundreds of thousands of emigres during 2020 and 21, and to accumulate all of the other policy wins that, frankly, are just too numerous to list. And he writes, I do not like every last thing that Republicans have done in Florida, and I've been happy to say so as much, to say as much. But that is not my point here. My point, he writes, is that Florida provides a remarkable example of political organization having conceived of and then executed a coherent vision. Until 1999, Florida had elected only 2 Republican governors since Reconstruction. Since then, voters have refused to elect a single Democrat to the mansion. Better still, Republicans have been rewarded for their efforts. From the end of the Civil War until 2021, there were more registered Democrats in the state than Republicans. Today, the Republicans have an advantage of 454,918. The Republican governor has a 59-39 approve-disapprove rating, and the legislature has so many Republican legislators sitting in it that it could pass any legislation it wished, even over a gubernatorial veto. This is an important perspective. And to figure out why DeSantis has done so well, it's not his charm. And again, he has shown in the campaign that he is not always the most charming, charismatic, appealing of candidates. But if you hear him sparring with a reporter about gender-affirming care, that's in quotes, you can see what it is that folks see in Ron DeSantis. Here is Governor DeSantis. This is clip 5.
when you talk to people, and I know like people in your industry will dress it up with a euphemism and they'll say it's healthcare to cut off the private parts of a 14 or 15 year old. That is not healthcare. That is mutilation. And so when we're standing up against that, we're protecting these kids. We had Chloe Cole. We've had other people who went through this when they were minors. Now they're older. And it's like the biggest regret of their life. They feel like that they were manipulated. I understand there's some physicians that are very ideological about it. But the fact is, people go through a lot when they're teenagers. You grow out of it most of the time in these situations. 80-90% resolves by the time you get there. Sweden, these European countries that went down this road have done a big U-turn. They said this is not good medical practice, and so they don't do it anymore. So all we're doing is doing what's right.
Okay, and again, what's right is talking about what people use the phrase gender-affirming care. It's a very, very different situation. The they conclude this piece, a powerful piece in National Review. They said this should all matter, talking about the accomplishments of Governor DeSantis. It should matter when other state GOPs are looking for a model to follow. It should matter when conservative organizations are thinking about how to achieve their goals. And yes, it should matter when the National Republican Party is looking for a nominee to lead it into 2024. The current evidence suggests that there are only two men who could plausibly be chosen as that nominee next year, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. That being so, it seems perfectly obvious to me, this is Charles C.W. Cook writing, that DeSantis should be the pick. Donald Trump lost the 2020 election and gave us Joe Biden, then helped Republicans lose the 2021 Georgia runoff, which made it difficult to check Joe Biden, and more. The latest from President Trump and some of his legal challenges, we'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MedVed to get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
The Michael MedVed Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for,
There are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, there is an ongoing battle going on. It is a legal battle. I'm sure you've heard something about it involving the writer, columnist E. Jean Carroll and the would-be 47th president of the United States. He identifies himself now, apparently, when he's introduced as the 45th and the 47th president, Donald J. Trump. He stands accused of raping E. Jean Carroll. Sometime it was either 1995 or 1996. It's a long time ago. And the trial spent some time listening to two tapes. That's the closest they came to Trump himself. The first tape was the famous Access Hollywood tape, where he said that he liked to grab women by the beep and that they let you do it because when you're a star, they let you do it. And then he was questioned in October of this last year, of 2022. He was questioned by the lawyer for E. Jean Carroll, and that was a deposition that went on for more than an hour. The jurors, the nine jurors in the E. Jean Carroll case, heard both of these tapes. And they report in the New York Times, years after a video recording captured Donald J. Trump bragging about grabbing women by their genitals, he said in a deposition for a trial accusing him of rape that he was merely stating a historical truth. The Access Hollywood tape, made public in 2016 and replayed for a Manhattan jury yesterday, at first looked as though it might derail his presidential campaign. It did not, and it later became a symbol of his invulnerability to scandal. Asked about the episode by a lawyer for the writer E. Jean Carroll, who has accused him of raping her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in the mid-1990s, Mr. Trump did not repudiate what he said. And in fact, he talked about it very clearly and said that this was simply historical truth, that when you're a star, they let you get away with things. Here is clip nine.
Read the next, go ahead, that she's not my type. Yeah, because it's not politically correct to say it, and I know that, but I'll say it anyway. She's accusing me of rape. A woman that I have no idea who she is. It came out of the blue. She's accusing me of rape, of raping her. The worst thing you can do, the worst charge. And you know it's not true too. You're a political operative also. You're a disgrace. But she's accusing me, and so are you, of rape, and it never took place. And I will tell you, I made that statement, and I said, well, it's politically incorrect. She's not my type, and that's 100% true. She's not my.
And he went on to say to the lawyer, whose name is Kaplan, when he said she was not his type, he said, at one point, Ms. Kaplan asked about a statement Mr. Trump made in June 2019 after Ms. Carroll first told her story in a magazine. At the time, Trump denied the encounter had even occurred and added that he could not have raped Ms. Carroll because she was not his type. Ms. Kaplan, in an excerpt the jury was shown on Thursday, asked him to explain that statement. And what Trump said is, you wouldn't be a choice of mine either, to be honest. I wouldn't under any circumstances have any interest in you. He also showed him looking at a photograph of E. Jean Carroll and mistaking this woman who was not his type for somebody he was married to. This is clip 11.
Do you recall when you first saw this photo?
At some point during the process, I saw it. That's, I guess, her husband, John Johnson, who was an anchor for ABC. Nice guy. I thought, I mean, I don't know him, but I thought he was pretty good at what he did. I don't even know who the woman. Let's see. I don't know who. It's Marla.
You're saying Marla's in this photo?
That's Marla, yeah. That's my wife.
Which woman are you pointing to? No.
Here.
Carol.
Oh, that?
The person
oh,
you just pointed to was Jean
Carroll. Who is that? Who is this?
Point to your wife. And the woman on the right is your then wife.
I don't know. This was the picture. I assume that's John Johnson. Is that
that's Carol?
Because it's very blurry.
Okay, yes, it's E. Jean Carroll, the woman who's not his type, who he thought was his wife. And then he defended his most famous comments from the Access Hollywood tape and defended it in historical and scientific terms. Listen, clip 12.
And you say, and again, this has become very famous in this video, I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the you can do anything. That's what you said, correct?
Well, historically, that's true with stars.
It's true with stars that they can grab women by the
well, that's what it's. If you look over the last million years, I guess that's been largely true. Not always, but largely true. Unfortunately or fortunately.
And you consider yourself to be a star?
I think you can say that, yeah.
The unfortunately or fortunately may not have been the best thing to add. Now, Trump has been invited by the judge to make a decision by, I believe it's 5 o'clock on Sunday, about whether he's going to actually come into court and make any appearance in this proceeding on Monday or Tuesday. Tuesday, I think they're expected to go to the jury. And it's impossible to predict on something like this because they have had all kinds of testimony and there are complexities involving this case. The one thing that I think a lot of people on Team Trump are very confident about is the same way that the hush money indictments from Alvin Bragg seem to only have helped Trump. the more there's one charge after another, and there are charges about the documents at Mar-a-Lago, and there are charges about his involvement in January 6th, and the conviction yesterday of the Proud Boys, and that all of this builds up. It looks like the whole world is ganging up on the poor former president. And for people who are very devoted to Mr. Trump, I don't think that there's anything in this proceeding, frankly, that is going to end his campaign for winning another term. One of the things that will make a difference in terms of the way that people actually live is the way the issues of drugs and homelessness, and yes, of course, they're connected because the drugs are so much a part of the homeless street people situation. There's a city here in the state of Washington. It's called Everett, Washington. It's one of the larger cities in the state, and it's just north of Seattle. And in Everett, they have passed a law making it illegal to use drugs in public and making it illegal without a permit to actually provide food and water and other supplies to homeless people to facilitate their living on the street. How is this going to work out? We will get to that. There's also a discussion about crime and police pursuit laws. Should police officers be allowed to chase people who are involved directly in crimes? And we will also be speaking about a bunch of new movies, including a biblical mystery, a real mystery, that may have been solved by a really remarkable and interesting new film. And that, along with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, the longest, maybe most ambitious of all the Guardian of the Galaxy films, we will be reviewing that and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.